Hello and welcome to another episode of Employed and Rich, the podcast where we teach you exactly how to get rich working for someone. My name is Toyin Alasi and I'm your host on the podcast. Today we're looking at how to create a budget that works for you. Creating a budget is very crucial for managing your finances effectively. And with the budget, you can track your income and expenses, prioritize what is important to you, save for your financial goals, invest money, and avoid overspending. So let's get started. How to create a budget that works for you. Now, the first step is to determine your income. How much comes into you every month? For some of you, it's just your salary. For some other persons, you have bonuses. You have any other source of income. Whatever those figures are, you need to put them together and know the number. Once you know that number, you can start to plan your expenses. So the next step, of course, is to list your fixed expenses. So you have your recurring expenses or variable expenses, and then you have your fixed expenses. That will include something like your rent, utilities, car payments, if you got your car with a loan, if you have a mortgage loan, or any other fixed expense. You know the figure, you need to list it out and know the figure. Also, you need to list out your variable expenses. What are those things you spend on, but the prices are not fixed? It will include groceries, dining out, entertainment. So they're not necessarily priorities per se, but they're things that, you know, keep the body and soul together, sort of. So once you have that, those items also listed out, so you can know everything you have to spend on in that category. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about the next three steps that can help you create a budget that works for you. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Step four to creating a budget that works for you is to identify your financial goals. Remember, you've determined the income. Now you know the fixed expenses. You also know the variable expenses. The next thing is, what do I want to achieve? Why am I going through all the hassle of creating a boring budget even when I don't like budgeting as a person? So what do you want to achieve? For some of us, it is paying off debts. For some of us, it is paying down on a house. Maybe you are planning to build your emergency fund. Whatever that goal is, for some other person, it could be that you want to build your investment to 10 million in this period or in the year. So whatever that goal is, you need to be clear what it is so that your budgeting is targeted towards achieving something. I always tell people, the reason that you're struggling to save money or to invest or to live on the budget within your means is actually because there is nothing you're working towards. Imagine a game of football without a goalpost. Everybody will be playing. The moment you start to calm down or you introduce the goalpost, the game changes. So how you actually run or play the financial game for 2023 depends on the goal that you've set for yourself. Whatever that goal is, you need to identify them and write them out. Fifth step, now allocate your resources, your money. So we know the amount. We know what is fixed. We know what is variable. We have clear goals. So let's start putting portions to them. This is where the issue always is. You are portioned based on priority. The goal, for example, could be to get out of debt. So what percentage of your income will go into that? Because once you're debt-free, your net worth goes up, right? So that's a priority. So you assign percentages to this different aspects of your finances, and then you can start working towards achieving your financial goal for the year. And step six, last step we're going to talk about today, is to start tracking your spending. Now, don't make a budget and go to sleep. That budget is not going to execute itself. One of the ways that you can execute your budget is to track. If you say that, okay, the savings target is 200,000 per month, how much have you saved so far? Or how much have you spent so far? Because if you've already spent 200,000 out of 300,000, you can't achieve that savings goal of 200,000 anymore. So it is important that you track. You can use a spreadsheet. You can use a budgeting app. You can use a simple notebook to track your expenses. All right. So by following these steps, again, I know you can create a budget that works for you and can help you achieve your financial goals. Remember, creating a budget takes time and effort and can be boring, again, I say it, but the rewards are well worth it, right? So go on ahead to use these tips to create a budget that works for you today.
So that's it on today's episode of the podcast. Don't forget, you can stay connected with MoneyWise via our social media handles. For more details on our services, you can click the show notes and you see all the links attached. We have a free community and we're inviting you to join us. Simply click the link attached to the show notes and you can be part of our thriving community. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.